Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host and producer this evening, Logan Landers, and joining me, as always, to talk about the Florida State Seminoles, their 2023 team preview, is my man, Mr. Football, Vincent Turner. How you doing today, sir?
Hey, man, how you doing this evening, Logan? Go Noles.
Yes, sir, go Noles. And, hey, it's going to be a great episode talking about our guy Bobby Butler's alma mater and what they could do coming into this 2023 season. But before we get started, please, if you enjoyed the video today, like, comment, share, and subscribe. Of course, we go live on Facebook and on YouTube every single week. Tons of team previews, game previews coming up very, very soon. Player profiles, interviews with coaches, players, other players in football, other personalities as well. We have anything and everything football related you can think of on our channel. Once again, 100 Yards Football Sports Talk Radio on either Facebook or YouTube, as well as our podcast every single week as well, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. So how this always rolls, I rock with the offense, and Mr. Turner comes up strong with the defense. So without further ado, let's get it rolling. The Florida State Seminoles coming into 2023. So last year, Florida State, man, they had a solid year. Of course, Mike Norvell, we all know what he's been about, really getting this team rolling. They're coming into this year ranked number 8. We all know last year had a pretty, pretty solid season, I would say, Mr. Turner, and they have some really good players surrounding them. We got to start off first with the quarterback, the guy who everyone's going to look at. That is sixth-year senior Jordan Travis. Last year was phenomenal for the young man. Last year, over 3,000 yards passing for 64%, 9.1 average. That means he wasn't afraid to throw it long as well. 24 touchdowns and kept it relatively clean, only 5 interceptions on the year. We're looking for him to have another good season for this Seminoles offense. Now, looking on the defense or on the running backs here before we get to the defense a little bit later, of course, you do have your leading guy right there with Trey Benson, who was a very underrated running back, I feel. A lot of people didn't really give a whole lot of love to. 154 carries. Close, very, very close to 1,000 yards. Couldn't quite crack it, though. 990 was his total last year. A 6.4 average. I had to double-check, refresh, make sure that was right, because, my goodness, 6.4 average is phenomenal, and 9 touchdowns on the year. Now, be on the watch out, though. This team is going to have some competition at the running back 2 spot because, as we all know, their second running back, Trayshawn Ward, is no longer with the team. He went and took his talents to Kansas State. We're going to have to replace a guy who carried the ball close to 100 times last year, over 600 yards, and got 7 scores as well. Looking at this team, who is going to be replacing him, you have guys like Lawrence Toffoli, who last year did pretty solid in some limited action. 93 carries, 457 for him, got pay dirt 5 times. You also have a man by the name of Rodney Hill as well, who's a redshirt freshman. A lot of hype around that young man as well. The wide receiving core, there's one guy who everyone has their eyes on to see what he can do this year, essentially another big breakout year, and that is Johnny Wilson. Last year, Wilson did a really good job, 43 grabs, close to 900 yards, and 5 scores. Definitely, he is going to be coming back for another big season. We will see how he can do this upcoming season. Now, also, you're getting a transfer in coming over with Keon Coleman. Coleman, a really good player last year, coming over from Michigan State, so he can slide into this offense. A few other receivers who are coming over, you have Destin Hill. Destin, he's a freshman, but he's coming over from – we'll see what he can do. He's a freshman this year. You also have guys like Darian Williamson, Ja'Kari Douglas, and Winston Wright Jr., some other players to watch out for. But I'm expecting some guys you have to replace some guys like Pokey Wilson, Micah Pittman as well. And also at the tight end position, you're going to have Cameron McDonald, who links good last year. He was there last year, but you have a guy with Jaheim Bell. Now, Bell last year, he's a guy who is going to have a lot of hype around him. He's coming out of South Carolina, moving on over to the ACC from the SEC. A lot of hype around the young man. We'll see what he can do. Another weapon, I think, for Jordan Travis this upcoming season. Now, some guys who are going to be helping out on the O-line, a spot where a lot of people were saying last year that they definitely could get a little bit of help at. We're going to have some big guys up front. You got Casey Roddick. He's a senior. You got Maurice Smith, who's a junior. Dimitri Emmanuel, who's also, he's a senior. So you're getting some guys who are very much experienced. You also have at the right tackle spot, Jeremiah Byers. Byers is a redshirt junior. He's coming on over from UTEP. So you're getting some guys who were at different schools. I feel like it might be a little bit of some growing pains early on with this Florida State offensive line. But I'm expecting a really good combo of Jordan Travis. Of course, we all know who's what he did last year, how much he can improve on. Johnny Wilson, who was really solid also. And, of course, the great running back in Trey Benson, along with the other guys who are going to be helping him out. So I think the Florida State team, like I said, last year had a really good step up. I think they're going to be even better this year. Expecting big things out of the Noles this upcoming 2023 season. Mr. Turner, how is Florida State looking on defense coming into this year?
Before I get into the defensive part of the Florida State team this season, I want to give kudos to Mike Norvell. Outstanding job. Has rebuilt that program. Well, you looked at them for 5 years ago, Florida State, let's be honest, they were not the Florida State Seminoles we know from the past. And he's done what he said in 3 years, coming over from the University of Memphis. I'm very excited and very proud of what he done. Now, when you talk about Florida State defense, man, you know Florida State, their defense in the past has always been about that flash, that Hollywood, that George Benson on Broadway. Think about the players that played there, Peter Bowler, Jamal Reynolds, Ron Simmons, Corey Simon, Derrick Brooks, Marvin Jones, Leroy Butler. Of course, right now the young man is coaching at Colorado. What's his name, Logan?
Maybe Mr. Deion Sanders.
Yes, sir. Okay, Terrell Buckley, Reggie Herring, Keith Jones, Avery Joe Hunter, Scott Warren, and a guy that's part of 100 Yards Football, one of the greatest defensive players ever in Florida State history. Can you say his name, Logan?
That's our man, Mr. Bobby Butler.
Okay. This Florida State defense, last year, I like what I saw. They gave up only 20 points a game. They were fourth in the country against the pass. Total defense, 14th in the country. Those numbers, that's what I call college football playoff numbers. Teams that make it to the college playoffs. Okay? When you're looking at a great defense, you got to start at the line of scrimmage. They got probably the best D lineman in the country, Jared Verse. What more can I say? Last year, 9 sacks. 17 tackles for loss. One of the best defensive players in the country. Then they got Fabian Lovett, Jr., another NFL prospect. Then they got one of the best sophomores in the country, Patrick Payton. As a true freshman last year, he had 5 sacks. Then at the linebacker position, they got Kalen DeRoach, who had 74 tackles on the year. And then they bring back Tatum Bethune, young man, 84 tackles. 9.5 tackles for loss. So Florida State is real stacked right there in the linebacker position. But the secondary, it was fourth against the pass. I expect they're going to be real strong again, one of the top secondaries in the country. For Trail Cypress II, coming over for Virginia. Can I say NFL? Kevin Knowles, Warrior Akeem Dent. When it's all said and done, highly NFL prospect. Renato Green, 58 tackles last year. This is a championship football team that can really challenge Clemson from a defensive standpoint in the ACC. Big game. Clemson plays Florida State September the 23rd, I believe, in Clemson. I'm really going to be surprised. The winner of that football game is going to take a lead in going and playing in the college football playoff series. This Florida State team, their defense is like all the great other units they've had in the past. No question about it. Talent all over the field. Go Noles.
Yes, sir. We'll see what Florida State has up their sleeve this upcoming 2023 season. My final thoughts on the offenses here. This is your last shot with Jordan Travis. 6-year senior. He knows the program like the back of his hand. I expect big things out of him and Johnny Wilson, who last year, Mr. Turner, averaged close to 21 yards per catch. That is a big playmaker right there. I expect great things from the Florida State offense, along with that great rushing attack. Like I said, Mike Norvell has done a tremendous job getting this program back to its roots, back to how we expect them to be, and that is a top contender each and every single season. Your final thoughts this year on Florida State, sir?
All I can say, when you look at the Broadway players they've had, Bobby Butler, Deion Sanders, Terrell Buckley, Peter Warwick, Warwick Dunn, this year might be Go Noles, and that might be partying down there in Tallahassee. God bless.
Yes, sir. Remains to be seen, but this Florida State team has a ton of momentum and a lot of hype around them. I can't wait to cover them this upcoming season, which is right around the corner. Well, hey, if you have enjoyed this episode here today at 100 Yards of Football, please give us a like, comment if you enjoyed the video, how you think Florida State will do this upcoming season. And, of course, share it to all your friends, family, and Facebook groups out there talking about college football and Florida State. We appreciate all the continued love and support y'all have been giving us over the past weeks, months, and years on the channel. Of course, Mr. Turner, I appreciate you as always coming on talking some Seminole football with me. I've been your host and producer this evening, Logan Landers.
I appreciate it.
Enjoy it, everyone. Enjoy it. We will talk to you again on another live episode. We'll see you then. Bye.